What's up, witches? It's the Undercover Witch, and today we're going to be talking about the Akashic Records. If you are unfamiliar with them, we are going to talk about what they are, and we're also going to talk about some practices that you can do to get to a point where you can work with the Akashic Records. So the Akashic Records are basically this library, this conscious space that a whole world has access to, and it has access, that library has access to all of the knowledge of the universe and the world and every past life that you lived, everything in the future that's going to happen for you, everything that's planned out so far. And this is not to say that everything is set in stone and there's no way of changing things, because it's the exact opposite. You just have to be willing to change it. I really like thinking about the Norns when I talk about the Akashic Records, because there is a story that I read with one of my Oracle decks, the Viking Oracle, where the Norns are basically weaving this path on the tree for a young warrior. And the mother's so sad that their son's going to be a warrior, and she's begging for that to not be. And the Norns say they can't change it, but he can. Like, it's already changing. And as the child grows, that his whole path changes because he has free will. And it's not really that your future is set in stone, but that you have the ability to forge your future. But even if you make no moves, there's something planned for you. And that's why it's important for you to take charge, because if there's something planned for you, you know, do you want to end up following that path that's already been forged, or do you want to make your own path and figure your own life out? So those are the options we're talking about. We're talking about full power. We're talking about full control, and learning what the universe is willing to work on you with and why. And a lot of times people get upset because their life isn't working out the way they want it to, or they get told that the universe is kind of working with them on some things and not with other things, that, you know, the traffic is going to be clear when they go their own way. And it's frustrating because you think you are going the right way. But this kind of clears everything out, because if you have access to the Akashic Records, you're able to see things that other people aren't able to see. You're able to see things about yourself that you weren't able to see before. But the Akashic Records is very, very intimidating, to say the least, because there's a process to be able to reach the Akashic Records. And one of the first thing is that you need to be able to make sure that your vibrational energy is high and the weight of your energy is low or light. You have light energy, but you're high vibration, which is a hard state to get to, because a lot of us, even if we're high vibrational, we have heavy energy because we're dealing with a lot. There's a lot going on all the time. So the best way to do this is to basically do a spiritual practice every day. I recommend doing Kyle Gray's book. He has High Vibration or High Vibes or something. And it's a book of 365 daily practices that you can do. And they're little meditations. They take like 5 minutes max to do. But it's something every day, and it gets you started, because it's something so small but needed. And it helps you build up your time to do those daily practices, and for you to, you know, make them bigger or do more with that time as you go along. So when you first experience the Akashic Records, the first thing that you have to do, other than going through the whole vibrational thing, is that you need to set up a meditation space within your mind, or a physical space, because not everybody is clairvoyant, not everybody is clairaudient. So understanding that is really hard for some people. So I think a lot of the tutorials are very visual oriented, but it's okay if you set up a physical space for yourself so that you can feel relaxed, whether it's a favorite spot that you like to go to at the park, or a favorite spot on the beach, or somewhere that you can just sit and relax. It could be in your bed. It could be while you're sleeping. But you want to set up that space with the intention of, I'm going to try to go see my Akashic Records today. Now, when you start meditating, if you are a visual person or you're a person who is clairsentient and you can feel or know her, it might be easier for you to visualize or have the sense of a location in your mind that you go to, that you can connect to, that's your own space. I have a little room. It's a little room. It's a little four-door, and it's completely square. So it's a perfect little square, and it has vines, and it's very leafy and very greenery. And on each side, you can walk out, and each door takes me to a different place. One of the doors takes me to this little earth-looking place. Like, it's a little planet. It's far enough where maybe somebody could play, like you could put a few baseball fields on it, but it's still pretty big. So I can walk and still feel like I'm walking straight. And on each side of that little planet is some stairs that I can walk to go to different places. And on the little planet is all of my guides. So every time I want to do a meditation, I meet my guides come and meet me there. And there's always some of my guides sitting there waiting for me. Once you have that space created and you can walk up those stairs, it's kind of like a little escalator to the Akashic Records. But there's other steps that you have to go through before you can actually enter the Akashic Records. So oftentimes I walk up these steps, and I remember the first time, and a lot of people experience this, but the first time you're met by a council of ascended masters. They are the keepers of the knowledge. They make sure that only people that need to get in, and that you're ready to get in. And so the first time I went, it was just, I walked up the stairs. I was taken to this, like, there's a little door I was taken to, and I walked into space. Like, it was literally space, and floating in the center was this, like, half semicircle or semi-oval, really, table with these ascended masters sitting there. And they were just outlined in light. They weren't necessarily, like, they were just black figures outlined in light, which was super cool. And they felt super familiar. Like, I think that, I don't know, I have opinions and things like that, beliefs and stuff. But your first test to getting through the Akashic Records is meeting this council. The second part of the Akashic Records is actually being let in. Sometimes you won't be, and you'll just be sent back, and that's okay. Usually in those cases, you're not in the right space, or, you know, there's something that you're dealing with that you're not handling right, or something's going to turn out just the way you need it to, as long as you don't mess with anything. So there's some kind of guide and thought process on your side that kind of makes sure that you don't mess everything up for yourself. Once you are allowed in, you're just kind of plopped in there. Some people have another little stairway, another little pathway from that spot to the new spot. Some people don't even see that thing in space. Some people see it differently. Some people walk into a, like, meeting room, and that's their council. So it appears differently for everybody. For everybody, there's different ascended masters there. But once you get into the Akashic Records, you're going to be met by whatever your Akashic Record room looks like. And that could be a cabin in the woods. It could be, mine is just like literally a weird, old, but futuristic looking room where all the walls are white and all the books are super old. And there's always people in there. There's like monks and stuff in there. And for you, you're going to see people in your Akashic Records as well. And it's as soon as you're taken there and then you enter that room, whatever room it is, or whatever building it is, you're going to see people and you're immediately going to feel like you don't belong there. That's okay. If you acknowledge that feeling, you're going to get zapped out. Like, you're literally just going to wake up and you're going to be like, ah, fuck. Because the idea is you belong there because you've been granted permission to be there. So just go do what you need to do and get out. You can't really interact Well, I can't say you can't because I've interacted with the other people and they just look at you like you're crazy because they're there. That's their job. Like, it's kind of like you just walked into somebody's job where they're sacking books, writing new things, like they're forging whatever's in the records. And you just kind of walked in, you're like, hey, buddy, I need help. And they're like, this is a secret, sacred place. Why are you here? Literally, that's exactly, they're just like, okay. Like, they don't say anything. There's just a sense of knowing that, like, why are you here? Like, you don't really belong here, but you're here. So take advantage of the fact that you're here and, like, just do what you need to do. Like, they can tell when you're super excited and you're super new. They know. So just go do what you have to do. Go look in the books and stuff. Another part of this is that you're gonna be like, okay, well, which book is mine? All of it, when you get to that point, is intuitive. You need to know, like, you need to follow the energy that you're looking for and trust yourself. And you're going to find information for you. You can look at information for other people and things like that, people in your life. You can look in the future, you can look in the past, all that sort of stuff. But I would recommend waiting to do any of that sort of thing until you get comfortable with the fact that you're there. Because you, once you get zapped out and you're not ready to handle the information, you're just like experiencing whatever you can there. You might not remember everything because you that energy change goes up and down really fast to when you're there to when you're dropped back down. So whenever energy drops and rises like that, it's really hard to remember information. So that is my advice to you, and that's a little bit about the Akashic Records and what to expect. I hope this is helpful, and again, start on those daily practices because I really, 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 really want to do an Akashic meditation with you guys and do some work on it because you can edit the records and work on the records, work on soul contracts and sort those sort of things. Like, you can do all of that, but I definitely want you to be in a space where you know what I'm talking about and you know what I'm affecting and you've felt the energy for yourself and you can go up there and do it. So start on those daily practices and I will let y'all know when that episode comes out. But thank y'all so much for listening. If you haven't checked me out on YouTube already, please go check me out. I uploaded the sun signs for March. So you can go check out your sun sign, and that's going to be all of what's going to happen for you, the big picture for March. If you are a Taurus, there's some interesting shit going on. You got four people from your past coming up trying to look for you, trying to, they want some information. So go check that out. This week, I'm going to be uploading the Venus signs, which is going to be your love and money reading. The next week's going to be moon signs, which is your emotional reading for the month. And then the last week is going to be your rising sign, which is going to be how people view you and where you're headed. Don't forget, again, to check me out. And also, please follow me on Podbean if you're on Podbean or wherever you get your podcast. Leave comments, leave likes. Talk to me. I want to hear what y'all have to say. I'm thinking about starting up a Discord community. So if you like this episode, then I will know that I should do that and it's worth it. But that's everything. Thank y'all so much for listening. And I'm not sure what time this is going to go up because I was thinking about moving the times around. I'll let y'all know if that's a permanent thing or not. So if y'all have my if y'all listening to this on my I lost my train of thought. If you're listening to this on the podcast, then you should get the update right away. If you're on YouTube and you don't see an update from me, I'll try to make sure to put it in the community tab. All right. Have a nice week, guys. Thank y'all so much for listening.